Scene 4. Martyr's Boudoir in Berlin.
Who?
Barton, Dick Barton, special agent. I've got my own radio program. It's on at tea time. You know.
How wonderful. I must have your autograph. Something personal.
If you make another move, I'll shoot.
Yeah, I often have that effect on men.
Don't think I'm going to fall for any of your femme fatale nonsense. I won't be distracted from ensuring the safety of my country, its people, and our beloved royal family.
Most admirable, Mr. Barton, but you are a long way from home. Why don't you relax a little?
I need only think of the little Princess Elizabeth and my resolve stiffens.
You Englishmen are so strange, so proper, so reserved. Tell me, Mr. Barton, have you ever been with a woman before?
Been where?
Anywhere.
Actually, my nanny used to take me to Kensington Gardens. What's that got to do with anything?
Oh, Mr. Barton, how much I could teach you. Or can I call you Dick?
Special Agent Barton will be quite sufficient, thank you. And I learned everything I need to know at British Public School.
Of course you did. Please, forgive me. It's that nasty gun. It makes me so nervous.
Probably because you're a girl.
Yes, yes, I am. How perceptive of you, Mr. Barton. Beneath this haunted, racked exterior beats the heart of a frightened little girl. See, I'm trembling. You're so big and strong, Mr. Barton. You don't need a gun to overpower me. I think I'm going to faint.
There, there. No need for that. Yet I'll put this away as long as you promise not to try any funny business.
How could my frail little body ever hope to overpower an athlete like you?
You're probably right. Very well, but I'm going to have to cuff you. There's a pair of handcuffs in here somewhere.
Would you like to borrow mine?
That won't be necessary, thank you.
So masterful. But before you discipline me, please might I smoke a last cigarette?
I don't see what harm it can do. Allow me.
Oh no, I prefer to smoke my own. They have medicinal properties.
Goodness me, what a funny looking smoke.
Oh, my hands are trembling so. Would you light it for me?
Of course. Good heavens, what an unusual taste.
That will be the herbs. I get these hand-rolled for me in the Chinese Quarter. Well, I think it's gone out. Would you be so kind?
Of course. Medicinal, you say?
Oh, yes. Can't you feel your tensions drifting away?
Actually, I have been feeling a bit tense recently. Do you mind if I...
Please, help yourself.
Crikey. You know, I think these little devils could be a valuable weapon in our war against the common cold.
Sir... Can you feel your muscles relax?
Absolutely. This is... Goodness me, you have got a delicate touch.
Take another puff, Mr. Barton. Just let your muscles relax. Relax. Relax.
Oh dear.
What is it?
I think the belly stuff has stopped working. I'm experiencing a certain isolated rigidity.
Oh, that naughty side effect. That can sometimes happen. Why don't we take your handcuffs into my little playroom and I'll see what I can do to make everything all right.
Did you say playroom? Yeah, I'm a British secret agent abroad on a mission. I've got no time for games.
Oh, I'm sure I can tempt you to a little travel scrabble.
3 weeks later, Dick Barton has still not emerged from the playroom. Meanwhile, Scarhart's gang has gripped the East End of London in a terrible crime wave. Unchecked by Barton, the criminals thrive and Baron Scarhart gathers them all at the Viper's Nest to outline Martyr's diabolical new plan.